This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Greg Stebbin, who also happens to, even though it's not as important as his being here, he's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine and is on top of all kinds of things. So McFadden's happy to tell me that I don't know anything about anything when it comes to this sort of thing, and that if I was smart, I'd just sort of relax, have a glass of orange juice. And that's not true. That you,
that you don't know anything about anything.
Oh.
but you would have to admit that probably Greg and Victoria and I should help you lead the course, the direction of the conversation.
Because in this case, I would agree with you 100%.
Because what's not when it comes to technology. Would you agree?
Well, especially when it comes to the discussion of net neutrality and what it really means. This is a very confusing, to the average layman, even if someone is really smart and gets technology, the whole politicization of this, never mind what it does and what it doesn't do, but the way it's been booted around by the politicians in the government, the FCC, and the liberal point of view, for everything gets politicized. It's a liberal point of view, it's a conservative point. Now, this is something that's about people using this tool now that we've all become dependent on, and how well you can use it, and whether the facility is going to be there and available to everybody in the same way. So, from that, the discussion, because the FCC voted on net neutrality, sort of.
Well,
it looks like it could
federal
be
appeals
court around some more. Yeah, go ahead.
The FCC getting control of the internet happened a while back, and the federal appeals court upheld that decision last week, and it still could go all the way up to the Supreme Court. But as of right now, the FCC looks like it will maintain control of your internet. And so what does that mean? And Greg and I have been batting around in Victoria an article that we saw last week, and it kind of breaks it down a little bit where you kind of see, okay, this part of your internet, this is what it means. That part of your internet, that's what it means. Like opting in or privacy rights or data caps. And one that I thought was really interesting, and I want to go through this with Greg, is third-party set-top boxes. You know your set-top box when you have your cable service, and it's the only one. This is the box you're going to get, and that's all there is.
And you're going to pay a monthly fee for it.
Right.
And the irony of this whole conversation is a lot of people don't even know what we're talking about because they don't have cable. And they've never had cable, and they're never going to have cable.
If you're 21 years old, yeah.
Yeah, well, right. But I mean,
22.
The cord-cutting phenomena, there's lots of people that don't have cable that at some point had a third pocket.
I don't think that's as big as you think.
Yeah. It's pretty big.
I'm the only person my age who still has a cable box, and the only reason we do is because my boyfriend is a sports producer, and he needs all the sports channels. That's literally the only reason.
He's doing it for work. He's doing it.
Yeah, that's the only reason we have
cable. So how would you get, what's the counter to that, though, to be able to get all of the things? Like, we just signed up for Netflix last night, or at least we tried to, in the usual routine. Okay, you sign up, and then you push this and do that. We don't have this box plugged in right, so we can't do that. Some even Verizon's got
it. But that's kind of what this is leading towards. Greg, lay it out.
So, I mean, there's two parts of this. If you have cable and you want to keep cable, the idea is that going forward, you shouldn't.
Cable would be, let's be specific. Cable is Time Warner,
Comcast,
Fios.
Well, Fios
the same thing?
Is internet access. That's your pipe. cable. Right. Cable means getting content from a cable company, which can be Verizon, I guess. Yeah, you're right there.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Yeah, okay. So, but first of all, a lot of people are opting not to pay for programming from a company like Comcast or Time Warner or Verizon. They're just going directly to Hulu or and or Netflix and or Amazon Prime and even YouTube. I mean, there's so much content available without paying a cable company that that's one way that people are going. And in fact, some of the channels that you know and love from your cable company are now becoming available without having a cable package. Like if you, I think Amazon or I think it's Amazon now offers HBO right. as an on a la carte option.
But don't you have to have Fios? You have to have something that brings the signal.
You have to have internet,
internet access versus cable programming.
What the FCC wants to do is they put out a proposal in January to unlock the set-top box and making it so that cable providers have an app like interface so that you can right there within your cable box go get your Netflix, go get your NBC, go get your the Science Channel, go get your that channel, and just kind of break it out to where it's a la carte and app like. And I think that's a great idea. I hate buying packages.
So here's the counter argument to that. And this is what the cable companies have been saying for years, is if we sell everything a la carte, so you don't buy 300 channels, but you buy the 6 channels you really want, by unbundling them, you will actually pay more for those 6 channels you want than the entire package. Now, that may be true today. What we don't know is when you unbundle them, what does that actually do to prices and demand? It's probably true that if you want to watch something that most people don't want to watch, you are going to pay more for it. But if you want to watch something that's very, very popular, the price will probably drop.
What's important to you now? Let's pause you. Think about this. The net neutrality discussion, who's winning here? You, the consumer, or the government? Both or neither? That's our discussion. Greg Stebbin, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan here on Good Day.
Honey, did you grab your lidocaine pain patch?
I think so.
Well, does it have 4% lidocaine?
Check.
8-hour relief.
Check.
Maximum strength adhesion.
Check.
Dry technology.
Check.
Is it water resistant?
Check.
Narcotic free.
Check.
And finally, American made?
Check. Don't be fooled by other lidocaine patches. Grab the relief you deserve the first time with Blue Emu's Lidocare. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often, I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 100 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 100.
All right, 16 after the hour. This is Tech Talk time on Good Day with Greg Stemmen from Men's Health Magazine. He's the technology editor. I have great respect for Richie and Victoria and what they know about technology, so they're teaching all of us, and we're in class to learn about the net neutrality issue as it continues to absorb a lot of air, if you will, and I'm trying to figure out how it works and how you benefit from having it or not. After all, isn't the government supposed to, wait a minute, I'm from the famous expression, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Yeah.
Okay. So who's going to be helped by this? Certainly not the average consumer, Greg. Can you see the average consumer winning with this? This reality, this is the way this thing is set up?
I think it's...
I think there's the answer right there.
The problem with this kind of bill and this kind of issue is it can look like you're winning and then later you realize you actually lost something of value. And that's partially because technology itself is such a complicated thing. So, for instance, part of what got passed last week or approved, I'm not sure what the right word is, but it is now law, is an opt-in policy. For years, there's been an opt-out policy. That meant if you didn't want to get spammed or you didn't want them to gather your information, you had to consciously click a button to opt out. This changes it to an opt-in system where they can't collect your data unless you agree or opt in. On one hand, that's a great thing. And in fact, in 2002, I wrote one of those For Dummies books, Internet Privacy for Dummies, and we argued for this up and down and inside that book, and that was, 15 years ago. But the downside of opt-in, there's always an upside and a downside. The downside is advertising has gotten so sophisticated that today, if you let them gather your data, you then get ads are much more relevant to you. And when you save money from an ad or it saves you time, you like that ad. If you don't opt in to let advertisers collect your data, you're no longer going to get relevant advertising. And you will not save the time and not save the money. So
Perfect case in point, Doug, is that I know that you are a privacy nut, much like I am, and you would not opt in. So instead of getting advertisements on your Facebook feed for tractor tires, you would get advertisements for pantyhose and bras and lingerie and stuff like that.
Which not I guess a bad some thing, people may also like, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, but that's
not. I'm not one of them. Not that way anyway.
But you might miss a coupon for the John Deere store or the Farmall store or whatever it is to save $100 on a new starter for your tractor.
And the cost of the starter might go up because now advertising costs for your John Deere dealer just went up, and so the cost of products went up.
Yeah, this is really frustrating because it's hard. Even after listening to you talk about this for 10 minutes, I don't know anymore. I know I understand how it works, but I don't know where I am in all this, and I don't think the average person listening
well,
knows where
welcome,
they are.
Welcome to my world. I would rather have you not sure whether it's a good thing or not than to have you thinking without understanding completely, it was a good thing or a bad thing, because
Do we need to do something? Is there action required as a result of this?
Well, no. I mean, first of all, it's going to take time to roll this out. It may get challenged and never see the light of day. So there's nothing as a consumer you're going to need to do. And over time, things like the third-party set-top box will go away and you'll get an app on your phone.
Yeah.
It's not going to change your life today.
It's great and change. It's good.
20 past the hour on Good Day.
Worry worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Important. 23 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Greg Steffen, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine. We have come. I'm one who believes that relationships are pretty much everything in life. You have money, it's cool, and power is nice, but I don't have a life without the warm relationships I have with the woman in my life and children in my life and my friends like you guys. What is the point? What does the money do for you? Sometimes money and power bring you false friends, but there is so much more to life when you have true friends, when you can communicate your feelings. And we can all do it one way or another. We may not be, you know, it's not touchy-feely. Like Richie doesn't get, he's a guy who uses the hammer and tongue approach when it comes to friendship versus
Depends on who it is.
So you guys aren't having a bromance?
Well, we have our bromance, but it's not the same sort of relationship that I might have with other people. It's every person is different, and to respect and be able to have relationships based on that, I think is important. And a lot of times, the way you're seen by others is, I am, Richie's told me this for years, my children tell me this, others that I care about tell me that oftentimes, I just did an email with somebody who's serving on a committee with me, and she blam-basted me for running a meeting the other night in a way that was not in the best interest of everybody, and I didn't read that on everybody's face. I thought they were in accordance with what we were talking about. And so I think about trying to figure out how to tell where people are. Well, you think you know them, and sometimes you do, and sometimes you don't. So there's this new app called Moody's, which can tell you what mood you are in, or the people who are with you.
I need one of those for my wife.
Really?
I just walk in the door and I can look down at the app and go, okay, cool, I know where I'm at.
Really?
Absolutely.
I think that sounds like a sexist point of view from my perspective, but at any rate. So facial expressions, using this app, Greg, you can tell whether somebody's lying to you. I mean, I suppose you can use this. Imagine a political debate where this thing is being displayed to find out whether they're speaking the truth or not.
It's not looking at your face. It's, if my understanding is correct, it's listening to things like intonation as you speak.
Uh-huh.
And so you put this on your iPhone, for instance, and you give it permission to listen to you when you talk into your phone. And then it gives you some sense of what your mood is. I'm not really sold on this idea.
Yeah, me either. You're not sold on it because you don't want to use it. But I mean, when you think about the fact that, Siri, you can hold the phone up to a song, and the song can, for 2-3 seconds, and the computer can tell you what the handheld device can tell you what the song is. So why can't it listen to somebody's voice and tell you what sort of mood they're in?
Well, first of all,
Siri does that, though, at certain times. If you ask Siri a question in a very forceful way, Siri will say, "You sound like you're angry today," or "You sound like you're, you know," well, I forget what the other word is that Siri
wants.
Well,
I'm angry because you didn't answer my question.
Right, right. I'm always angry with Siri, so yes.
Well, yes. Right. Well, so first of all, the music matching thing that you mentioned, there is an unbelievable number of songs, but it's a finite number.
Yeah.
And there's really, and it's also very, you know, it's, emotions are not well defined in the same way that music is. But I question the value of this for a different reason. And that is, I mean, even though I'm a tech guy, I want to live my life as a human being. And I don't want something telling me, "Oh, I'm happy today. Thank you for letting me know." So I want to live my life. Living my life, not living my life, letting my phone tell me how to live my life.
Well, that's it. You see, we become so damn dependent. Everything in life wraps itself around these.
Yeah, there's an app for that.
Yeah, but the life of the, your life is not your life. It's the phone's life. Good God.
Yes.
All right, Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine, technology editor. Thanks for being here on Good Day.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vetrasa. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vetrasa glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch-resistant. Stylish. Vetrasa glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vetrasa.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vetrasa.com.
Use the discount code CHAIR to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vetrasa.com.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. In 1776, Thomas Jefferson said judges should be a mere machine. What did he mean? Well, a properly working machine runs as directed, so he meant that judges should follow the directions of legislators who made the law, as long as it's constitutional. A lot of political experts today like to measure judges by whether they're conservative or liberal, but the first job of judges is to enforce the law, even when they don't agree with it. A few years ago, a judge on the Wisconsin Supreme Court explained Jefferson's philosophy this way. She said that if a state's highest court is working as it should, it will issue conservative rulings when conservatives control the legislature and liberal rulings when liberals control it. Let's be fair. When judges set aside politics and enforce the law, they create confidence in the law. One reason that's so important is that it gives job providers the confidence they need to grow and expand. And that's something America needs now more than ever. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Upon us. Can't do anything about yesterday, not sure about tomorrow, but today you've got the Good Day program with my friends Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan with a focus on technology. This is Tech Talk time. Over the weekend, Father's Day had a conversation about some of the things that make the internet work, because they're all, we have 24, 25 people under a tent, and half of them are on their smart device taking pictures. You see some of the pictures that were posted, facebook.com/good day, some pictures that were taken of some of the events in my family over the weekend. And so as I look around, I'm thinking, wow, this is really something. And then we get into a discussion of the phones. We get into a discussion of technology. And we get into a discussion, my son, who unfortunately has a sordid, Richie, he has a sordid sense of priorities. So and he humor, got it yes, into his yes. head, yes, that he wanted to talk about Bitcoin, because I brought up Bitcoin in my usual naive way of not really understanding. And I found out how really naive I was about Bitcoin and what it was started for and why it's used the way it is. It basically has been set up to facilitate drug transactions. and it was used, and I still don't understand how it has any value. I guess, drugs for bit. Say again, Victoria?
I'm with you. I have no idea how and why Bitcoin has any value at all. I thought it came from video games. I have no idea what it is, really.
Apparently, it came from drug people wanting to keep their profits or whatever there is to be made here below the radar, and they change things. It's on what they call the dark internet, which I'd never heard of before either. So do you want to start there? That you can hire hitmen apparently on the dark internet. You can get all kinds of drug stuff on the dark internet. So we're talking about net neutrality and all this stuff. Like, that was the only game in town. This apparently is a game which only if you're involved in it do you know that it exists. Like, can you just go, can I take out my Dell keypad and click on to something in my toolbar that says dark internet and I'm going to get someplace?
No.
No. How do you get to the dark internet then?
People use the internet to create an alternative internet called the dark web.
But how?
And you have to have specific software configured and authorized to be able to access it.
Authorized by whom? It's illegal.
The person who built it. They've hacked in to the internet, and they've created kind of a private internet where all of this dark stuff goes on.
Did you know about this? At what point, you do know about it because you're explaining some of it, at what point did you know there was such a thing as the dark internet?
3-4 years ago, and all kinds of stuff goes on there. I mean, arms trades, ISIS, terrorism, drugs, sex. I mean, just everything that people don't want it on that are professionals, hackers or criminals or deviants, use this so that they can't be tracked on the public internet.
So.
I mean, I've heard it referred to as the deep web, but apparently there is a difference between the deep web and the dark web.
How is this different than Internet 2? You hear a lot of talk about Internet 2. Is it a new Internet?
No, Internet 2 is what we will be using in the future. Like, there's a bridge that we've been driving on for years and years and years, and all of a sudden that bridge is going to be outdated, and people won't be able to use it in the next 10 years. Internet 2 will be the new bridge.
Well, it's the bridge they build next to it, so it runs parallel for a while until the first one crumbles into the water.
Right.
Wow. That's right? That works as an analogy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it sort of does, yeah. All right. So back now to Bitcoin and the dark internet, black internet, whatever it's called, and how I read a piece over the weekend suggesting Bitcoin will become mainstream this year.
No.
And might become the default reserve currency on what?
No. Once people started stealing, what was it, like 4 or 5 years ago, where 60 or 70% of bitcoins got stolen out of the server where they are all kept, that game was over. Done. Ain't happening. Because they used to scare me to death, the fact that we would move to a digital currency and anybody could hack into it and devalue it. I want, as much as our paper money really isn't paper money because it's all held digitally in banks and it's transferred digitally in banks, I still feel safer with that. The fact that you can do a Bitcoin and some hacker on the dark web can all of a sudden devalue it, steal it, do whatever they want. That's just scary.
It's so highly unstable, it would never, ever make it as an actual currency.
It will never, at least in our lifetime, it will never. I consider the money that we use today, dollars, digital, because banks don't physically send dollars to each other. They send IOUs, digital IOUs, which are then turned into the Federal Reserve, and everybody just trades these IOUs. There's no cash. One bank, MasterCard and Visa, aren't actually sending dollars to any of the banks or the stores for the stuff you purchase. It's all electronic IOUs. So we basically are on Bitcoin now. It's just controlled by the government.
Well, okay. When you think of it, like when you have a visualization, if you're a little kid and you're like learning about money and banking and things, you know, the anchor of the American currency and of all currencies is, you know, you imagine a vault filled with gold bricks. There is no way to anchor Bitcoin in any substantial way, and that's why it's never going to actually work.
Well, if you want to make that comparison, though, the dollars, the closest thing it's tied to is oil. The gold standard has been gone since the 70s.
Right, but I mean, oil is still a substantial thing. Like, there's nothing real that bitcoins could ever be tethered to.
Yeah, but
there's nothing tangible.
The dollar isn't even really tied to oil. It's just valued based on oil.
But it started out being anchored by something real.
Yep.
And Bitcoin never did.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
But how then, so this is what's confusing to most people. They listen to this getting a headache. I won't belabor it. We'll spend another 60 seconds on this. Then
it's fascinating. It really
but
is.
But it is
scary.
Because
it's scary.
It can be used. It shows you how little value anything really is. It's all
money
in the minds of the beholder. Is it worth it to you to spend X number of dollars to buy a piece of land or X number of whatevers? I could trade cows. I do. I trade cows for tractors. I traded 4 cows last year for a Massey Ferguson 1130.
And that's the way it worked before money came along.
Right. Yeah, there was not a penny.
What are you saying there, Rich, that Doug's not modern?
No, I'm saying Doug is very hip. That's the way it's, I mean,
that's the only way to value. We can see the value. I valued 4 cows at this much money, and I valued the tractor this much money. And the guy who had the tractor agreed. He wanted the cows, I wanted the tractor. So there you go.
But did you pick 4 cows that you didn't like?
Nah, I picked 4 cows that were. It wasn't that I didn't like them, but their production potential wasn't as great as others.
Doug doesn't have any pet cows anymore.
Well, not as many as
they had names. There was Lady Gaga. I know that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It just makes me sad that you gave away 4 of your friends.
I didn't give them away.
They
provided me with a value that I wouldn't have gotten had I done something else with them, because they weren't of value in the traditional sense.
Let me ask you something, though.
Yes, Rich.
If Wendy's were to take bitcoins, would I be able to buy your cows at the Wendy's?
Probably not.
Okay. So they didn't become burgers.
No.
Yeah, I was going to. I know, Rich. You asked what I was dreading to ask.
Actually, where they went.
Celebrated on the grill this weekend?
Here's where they went. There's an older fellow who's about 90 years old who has, he keeps a half a dozen cows to make his life worth living. He grew up around cows, and he has nothing else in his life except the cows. And my friend, the cattle dealer, wanted to find him 3 or 4 cows that were gentle and sweet that he could keep as his pet.
Pets.
And so he knows the way I raise my animals, they're like pets, they're like dogs. And he had a tractor that I wanted, so it was a 3-way deal. I gave him my cows, he gave the cows to the old man gave him some money, and I got the tractor.
So the guy brokered the deal.
Okay. Yeah.
I love that this is 2016 and we're having this conversation in the technology hour. I love this show.
It's more like 44.
I'll see you together. 44 after the hour here on Good Day.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out. Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Kraft Heinz. When we think of fall, we think of indulging in rich and flavorful meals, sides, drinks, and desserts. But as the temperatures drop and the holidays approach, our busy calendars begin filling up, leaving us with little time to think about preparing dinner. The solution? Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Stovetop Stuffing Mix has been America's favorite stuffing for more than 40 years. If it's not stovetop, it's not Thanksgiving. For stress-free stuffing, choose Stovetop Stuffing Mix.
Each box contains everything you need, including vegetables, seasonings, herbs, spices, and breadcrumbs packed with flavor. Unlike traditional stuffing, stovetop stuffing mix can be prepared on the stove, in a pot, or even in the microwave. It's perfect for sharing with the whole family. Talk about your perfect side. It's ready for the table in just 5 minutes. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit craftrecipes.com/stovetop.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Nuclear 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, while availability and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
The United States Postal Service knows holiday wish lists better than Santa himself.
Really?
Dear Santa, this year I've been really good. Like, really, really good. And that's why I'd like a hippo hat, hippo gloves, and hippo sunglasses. And maybe a hippo coloring book.
During the holidays, we deliver, especially when it comes to hippos. In fact, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. No matter what's on your wish list, our priority is you.
47 after the hour here on Good Day with Victoria and Richie. The story of, well, another tragedy, actually. These Facebook, I don't want to say these Facebook suicides, but people who are bullied that commit suicide, people who, we go back to the youngsters who were bullied by the parents and what happens.
Or just people who are venting their life's frustrations and sorrows, and you might see somebody who's in trouble and they might need help. Facebook has created a tool for you to be able to get somebody the help that they might need. And they partnered up with a couple of suicide prevention organizations, and you can get them help. They can even call the person and talk them through whatever's going on in their lives. So if you're on Facebook and you see a post where you think somebody's, this just isn't right, you report the post, and then you'll say, I think it shouldn't be on Facebook. You select that, and then you say it's threatening, violent, or suicidal. You choose that, and then you will see self-injury or suicide. You choose that, and it gives you all kind of options. Reach out to the friend, text a trained crisis counselor to see how to get them help, and there's all kinds of options. So take a look at it. It's right there in your report a post section, and maybe you can save a life.
When you say take a look at it, this is some not for yourself, maybe, but for others. I think that's what Richie's saying. I hope that's what he's saying.
Yes.
7 minutes before the hour here on Tech Talk Time.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Carashill, and at the controls, Dougie out. He'll be back at the end of the week. And it is now Tech Talk time, ladies. You can follow us on Twitter. There's a hashtag at DJV Show. Use the hashtag Tech Talk when you're talking tech with us. That's easy to say, right?
Yes, I like that.
So, Victoria, lots of focus on traveling right now. Obviously, tomorrow, November 1st, is going to kick off Christmas season. It is going to be in high gear. People are going to be looking at traveling home for the holidays, for Christmas, for New Year's Eve, and of course for Thanksgiving coming up at the end of the month. So there's some new offline travel apps that are going to help us plan our holiday travel. What are these all about?
Well, you know, you've been hearing a lot about people getting hacked recently and how important it is to reset your passwords at home on all of your devices. But when you're traveling, you know, you're really a lot more vulnerable than you would think. Whether you're using your iPad or your tablet or your cell phone, if you're using free Wi-Fi at an airport, or if you're traveling around in foreign cities and you just find any free Wi-Fi hotspot, if it's not a secure network, they can not only, and this is happening more and more, even at airports. If you look at charging stations at airports, that's also been a source of hacking. People think, oh, great, I can go charge my phone for free. And most of the time, their phones are just getting hacked and they don't even know. So this happens a lot with Wi-Fi if you're traveling, and especially in foreign countries, you don't know what you're signing on for. And if you sign on to an unsecure Wi-Fi network, not only can they hack all of your info, but they can also upload viruses onto your device. So before you go anywhere, you want to have everything downloaded to your phone. It's ready to go. People use their phones for travel a lot, so it's important to have an offline way of accessing all this information. There are three really great apps. The first one's called XE Currency. It's a free app for iOS and Android, and it's an offline calculator that instead of memorizing what your currency exchange rate will be, it can actually help you download live exchange rates, and it also lets you look at multiple currency exchanges so you always know how to get the best deal for that. And so that's a really important one, especially when you're using that type of data with currency. You want to make sure that you're using that app offline. City Maps is another one. You always want to have an idea of where you're going, and without, you know, busting out the Clark Griswold paper map and wandering around a city with a pen and trying to figure out where you are, City Maps app lets you download offline maps of your destination, and then you can access it wherever you are in whatever city. Lonely Planet and Travel and Leisure also have two great destination guide apps that are also free for iOS and Android, and that way you know what restaurants you want to go to. It helps you prioritize different sites that you want to see, and helps you be organized. And the last one that I would recommend that I've also used is great. It's the Google Translate app. So you can save multiple languages to your phone, access them offline, meaning no Wi-Fi needed. You download the language of any country you're going to be traveling to before you leave. You can familiarize yourself with some of the basic words. But the coolest part about Google Translate is you can actually take a photo of a word, whether it's a street sign or a menu item, and Google Translate app offline will immediately translate it for you. So you're never going to feel out of touch or lost, which is great. And again, Google Translate is also free.
I have to tell you, this Google Translate I used when I was in the Czech Republic, and it was so helpful, because once you can start, when you start getting the basics down, then you really kind of empower yourself. So the beginning of your trip starts out a little rough, and then at the end you're like, wow, I can do this. I can get through. And it gives you that sense of confidence, which is great. And this is all really important stuff, because you're right. When you go traveling, even if it's in the States, I mean, forget when you go overseas, even if you're sitting somewhere in a Starbucks on open Wi-Fi somewhere, it's just, you know, you're always taking that risk as to what the open Wi-Fi is going to bring to you. And I think it's really smart if you're exploring cities or you want to just get out and have some fun. You don't have to worry about this impacting your phone, your technology. You don't have to worry about the hack.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of the things, like, people say, oh, well, how do you know the difference between a Wi-Fi network that's secure and one that isn't? Well, the answer is you don't. If you're a regular user, you don't know. But there are certain things that you can definitely do. There are certain steps you can take. If it's Joe Blow's free Wi-Fi, you might want to avoid that one, because you know that, A, the name is stupid, so you shouldn't use it. But also, if you think about it, security has to be put in place to secure a Wi-Fi network. Work, and that costs money. So if you're using a free Wi-Fi that isn't a major company like Starbucks, is pretty good with the security of their free Wi-Fi.
Sure.
Burger King, McDonald's, you know, major corporations like that, they're going to put some money into making sure that the connection is secure. But if you're just taking anything off the list that's free, you have to really be discerning about it, for sure.
Great tips, Victoria Keelan there, and you can tweet us if you have tips of your own at DJV Show on Twitter. Use the hashtag Tech Talk. It is 59 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.